Well, Dylan Massa of the Liberal FFA chapter in Missouri is one of the four finalists as an American Star Farmer, and tonight he finds out if he will be the one. But before this, let's talk about your project and how you built it up.
Well, my project, tell you the truth, I hit the ground running with a love for agriculture. Whenever my sisters were 4, 5, 6, whatever age they were, I was a couple years younger, I said, Dad, they have bottle calves, so why can't I? And it just kind of went from there, you know. Elementary school, I had a few cows, and then all of a sudden, eighth grade, I had my first ag class, and they said, you're going to need an SAE project. To where you go and you keep records and you count your money and you go and compete against other people. And I was like, oh, man, competing, that's going to be right up my alley. So, you know, high school went by, and I graduated with my own independent herd, and, you know, whenever I graduated in 2012, it kind of depends on how you look at it. That was a huge accomplishment. You ask many people in my hometown that know me personally, they're going to tell you in a pretty joking manner, that's an accomplishment in itself for me. But number two being, I bought out my grandpa's cow herd and the equipment and leased the land, and it just kind of took off from there. I'm farming, and alongside from my dad, I'm not in college anymore. I graduated, actually, from Fort Scott Community College, and now I'm selling or raising registered and commercial animals to sell either as feeder calves or yearling bulls or bred heifers and open replacement heifers.
Share with us some of the specifics about your actual project.
Well, on the cow side, you know, I run a registered and commercial cow-calf operation. I'm raising registered Angus, Simmental, and then cross them for an F1 half-blood 50-50 bull, Sim-Angus bull. I'm selling yearling bulls, both in the spring and fall, our sales, but I sell year-round. I market bred heifers that are about 18 to 20 months old, open replacement heifers, and feeder calves, which I just sell after I feed for 90 to 100 days after I wean. Here lately, in the past 6 months, I've actually taken on a new breed to diversify myself a little bit, and it's kind of ties back to the same, but it's Red Angus, Red Simmental, and then cross them for an F1 half blood. You know, you get a lot of people calling, and I believe that our market's at the place and point that it is now, that it doesn't matter what color the hide is, the demand is there, and the market's there, so it's going to sell. And people want to buy from somebody who wants to meet their needs, and that's what I'm presenting myself to do for my customers.
Seems like you've used FFA as kind of a springboard into your future now, as you've already returned back to the farm after graduating from college. Talk about how FFA has made you career ready, and you know you're going to have a successful career.
Oh, man, FFA has made me career ready by, number one, my ag teacher. She was my sister. And you can only imagine how that went. She was pretty hard on me. She said, Dylan, you're going to do it right, and you're going to do it right the first time. There's no excuses. You know, you are responsible for your own actions. She has helped me build my career by being there and giving me not only advice in the classroom but also on a farm, and she has a passion for it just like I do, and just being there and having her to compete against not only in a classroom but in a show ring has helped me really build and gotten my feet wet into the real world of agriculture.
Who do you want to thank specifically for your success thus far?
My success, I can't narrow it down to one person, to be completely honest with you. You know, my parents have been a huge impact. They have been there for me since day one, giving me the land to run on or leasing me the land to run on and hooking me up with different people in customer work. My sister, which would be my ag advisor, and my late ag advisor, Ronnie Dickens. He always had this motto, if you don't have to, you get to. And that's kind of a motto that's always stuck with me through life. My community's been there. I can't tell you how many times whenever I've been out of town or stuck in a hospital where they're calling all times of the day, Dylan, what needs done. And, you know, just the support that I have felt from everybody, I can't express the amount of gratitude that I have for them.
Now tonight you'll stand on the national stage in front of a lot of thousands of FFA members as you're just one of four star finalists as an American Star Farmer. What does that mean to you to be able to stand on that stage tonight?
It means that it's been a long road, but it's paid off. You know, and I feel completely blessed and humbled because there are a lot more other FFA members that deserve it a lot more than I do, who've worked harder and sweated a lot more. To me, it means that I've reached self-actualization. If I don't win, if I don't get the number one spot, that's okay. The four of us have created a bond just right off the start to where we're now friends. We're lifelong, going to be lifelong friends. I shake every one of their hands, and I can't congratulate them enough. They're inspiration to me and inspiration to everybody else that should be in the community.
Well, that was Dylan Massa. He is from the Liberal FFA chapter in Missouri, one of the four American Star Farmer finalists. Reporting at the 88th National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Bryce Duskin.